"Richard," Mrs. Potter said, "tell him about the greenhouse."
"That's right, yes, the greenhouse. The commune has a 2-acre greenhouse down about a click from here, by the recreation center. Mostly grapes and tomatoes. Everybody spends one morning or one afternoon a week there. Why don't you children go down there tonight? Show Will the nightlife in fabulous Freehold. Sometimes you can get a real exciting game of checkers going."
"Oh, Daddy, it's not that bad."
"Actually, it isn't. They've got a fair library and a coin-op terminal to the Library of Congress. Marigate tells me you're a reader. That's good."
"Sounds fascinating."
"It did.
But what about Guard?"
"No problem. Mrs. Potter, April, and I'll take the first 4 hours." "Oh," he said, standing. "Let me show you the setup."
We went out back to the tower, a sandbag hut on stilts, climbed up a rope ladder through a hole in the middle of the hut.
"A little crowded in here with two," Richard said. "Have a seat."
There was an old piano stool beside the hole in the floor. I sat on it.
"It's handy to be able to see all the field without getting a crick in your neck. Just don't keep turning in the same direction all the time."
He opened a wooden crate and uncovered a sleek rifle wrapped in oily rags.
"Recognize this?"
"Sure." I'd had to sleep with one in basic training.
"Army Standard Issue T-16, semi-automatic 12-caliber tumblers.
Where the hell did you get it?"
"Commune went to a government auction. It's an antique now, son."
He handed it to me and I snapped it apart. Clean. Too clean.
"Has it ever been used?" "Not in almost a year. Ammo costs too much for target practice. Take a couple of practice shots, though. Convince yourself that it works."
I turned on the scope and just got a washed-out bright green. "Set for nighttime." Clicked it back to log zero, set the magnification at 10, reassembled it.
"Mary Gay didn't want to try it out. Said she'd had her fill of that. I didn't press her, but a person's got to have confidence in their tools."
I clicked off the safety and found a clod of dirt that the rangefinder said was between 100 and 120 meters away. Set it at 110, rested the barrel of the rifle on the sandbags, centered the clod in the crosshairs, and squeezed. The round hissed out and kicked up dirt about 5 centimeters low.